Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Anthony Klotz's book Jolted. Sophie, I've got to ask, when you first heard the term Great Resignation, what went through your mind?
Honestly, I thought it was just a media buzzword for a bunch of people quitting during the pandemic. But this book made me realize it's so much deeper. Klotz argues it's the predictable outcome of a 50-year erosion of trust between workers and companies.
Right? And he starts by describing this old social contract, the organization man era, where you gave a company your loyalty and they gave you a pension and a gold watch. It was a deal.
Exactly. And then in the 70s and 80s, globalization and shareholder capitalism tore that up. Companies started prioritizing short-term profits over people. Pensions became 401ks, job security vanished, and loyalty became a liability.
That's the first big jolt, right? The ground shifting under workers' feet. And then there was this second jolt. Technology blurred the line between work and life. The smartphone turned every moment into a potential work moment.
Yes. Klotz calls it the always-on culture. Flexibility became a leash. People were expected to be available 24/7, and burnout became normalized. The pandemic was the final jolt. It shattered everything.
And that's what I found so powerful. The pandemic didn't create the desire to quit. It just gave people permission to act on it. Suddenly, they had this forced experiment. They worked from home. They spent time with family. They confronted their own mortality.
Right. And they asked themselves, what am I doing with my life? For a lot of people, the answer was unsatisfying. They realized they were trading their finite lives for a paycheck that no longer felt sufficient. And the most heartbreaking group, the loyalists. These are the people who wanted to stay, but were pushed out by toxic culture or a lack of support. They would have stayed if a manager had just said thank you.
Yeah, that part got me. It shows that this isn't about rejecting work itself. It's about rejecting dehumanizing conditions. These are the canaries in the coal mine.
And then there's quiet quitting, which Klotz clarifies isn't actually quitting. It's quitting the idea of going above and beyond. It's setting boundaries. I'll do my job, but I won't sacrifice my mental health for a company that won't reward it.
Right? It's a rational response to a system that has shown it won't reward extra effort. So what's the path forward? Klotz says the winning organizations will build a new contract based on three things: autonomy, mastery, and in purpose.
Autonomy means trusting employees to manage their own time. Mastery means investing in their growth. Purpose means connecting the daily grind to a larger mission. It's about moving from a transactional relationship to a relational one.
That shift requires managers to become coaches, not cops. And it requires radical transparency. The companies that get this will thrive. The ones that try to return to the old model will struggle.
So the big takeaway for me is that this jolt is not about quitting. It's about awakening. Workers realize their time and energy are precious, and they won't give them away to a place that doesn't respect them.
And for me, the one thing I'm taking away is that the future of work isn't about where you sit. It's about how you're treated. The balance of power has shifted, and there's no going back.
If you want to go deeper, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app, over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. In the end, Jolted is a reminder that the ground has shifted, and the only question is whether you'll be the one doing the jolting or the one left behind. We'll see you in the next one.